Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Wisconsin police dogs were covering in Illinois this morning after being shot yesterday, taking down a murder suspect from Chicago. Details on what happened now from WBBM's Bernie Tafoya.
Riggs, the Kenosha County Sheriff's Deputy Canine, was released to go after a Chicago murder suspect who was on the run from police at a gas station in Bristol yesterday. He did his job, but wound up shot in the forehead as a result. Sheriff David Beth.
Riggs has done an outstanding job, and in a lot of ways, he's a hero today because he at least initially took the suspect down, kept him from running onto the Highway 50, a felon with a handgun, and who knows what the felon would have done. Who knows if he would have gone up there and tried carjacking somebody at gunpoint.
The suspect was also shot by police and is hospitalized. CBS 2 says Riggs, the police dog, is at a Northwest Suburban Animal Trauma Center. The bullet reportedly missed his brain, and he's expected to survive. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The Illinois Coalition for Immigrant and Refugee Rights and other advocacy groups are launching what they're calling a first-in-the-nation program designed to improve health care access for immigrants. WBBM's Mike Krauser with the story this morning.
The Immigrant Health Academy will focus on health care for immigrants in the suburbs who face barriers because of immigration status or lack of insurance, but they do have options. During a news conference, Susie Rosas told how her mother needed brain surgery, this through an interpreter.
The surgery was very expensive, and her not having health insurance because of her status was very frustrating and were very difficult moments. We did not know what to do. Thanks to a training that I was able to receive and get informed, I was able to advocate for my mom's case. Finally, she was able to have the surgery. Thank God.
That's the story from the Healthy Communities Foundation in Riverside.
NICOR is donating $5 million in hardship grants to help people deal with soaring heating bills this winter. The Salvation Army will distribute the money to as many as 25,000 households over several years. Time to visit Loeber Motors, Mercedes-Benz, and Lincolnwood. Now, from the DuckDuckGo for Privacy Sports Desk, here's Josh Liss.
Morning. Down go the Blackhawks for the fifth time in 5 games this season, losing at home to Vancouver 4-1. Alex DeBrincat scores a game-tying goal first period with help from Patrick Kane and Seth Jones. But the Canucks blast a pair of second-period scores past Kevin Lankinen. One more late in the third into an empty net. Lankinen 21 saves in defeat. Thatcher Demko 29 saves in Vancouver's win over the Hawks. Red Wings in Sunday night for the Hawks. There's trouble ahead for the Bears. A 13-point dog at Tampa Sunday, aiming for one of the bigger upsets of the week. Here's Jeff Joniak.
Returning every all-star talent on both sides of the ball, the world champion Buccaneers off to a 5-1 start, and with 10 days of rest, they host Sean Desai's Bears defense.
Those three receivers all have 40-plus receptions, so I think he's got a flow, quite a flow with the whole offense. And obviously Antonio Brown is dynamic, you know, with the ball in his hands, as is Mike Evans, as is Chris Godwin, as is Leonard Fournette, and all the guys, you know, on their skill team. So I think their offense is in a good spot, and I would think they would think that too, where they're clicking on all cylinders. So it's a good challenge for us.
Rob Gronkowski still working through rib issues, not likely to play, but tight end O.J. Howard emerging as a threat, a terrific athlete at tight end. He tore his Achilles early last season, now just getting back to weapon status. And that's your latest on the Bears.
Bulls Pelicans at town tonight. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Cook County's won a major claim against a national retailer.
Cook County sued Sam's Club back in 2019 for failure to comply with its tobacco tax ordinance. Officials claimed the national retailer failed to pay taxes on the sale of cigarettes from 2009 to 2016. Now the Cook County State's Attorney's Office says it secured a $266 million award against the Sam's Club chain. In a statement, State's Attorney Kim Fox said there's still a possibility for an appeal, but she's confident the judge reached the right result. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Other City of Chicago workers are joining members of the police department in challenging a COVID vaccine mandate. As WBBM's Bernie Tafoya reports this morning, they're also going to court to challenge the requirement.
A lawsuit was filed yesterday in federal court claiming the City of Chicago's vaccine status reporting mandate and Governor Pritzker's executive order requiring health care workers and certain state workers to be vaccinated are illegal. Fire department, water department, and transportation department employees are among those who are part of the suit. The city is not yet commenting on the lawsuit. Federal Judge Cecilia Horan has been assigned the vaccine mandate challenge suits. She's the one who ordered Chicago's police union boss to stop discouraging police from telling the city whether they're vaccinated. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9. WBBM.
The COVID vaccine could become available for young children in the next couple of weeks.
If the FDA and CDC authorize the Pfizer vaccine for kids ages 5 to 11, there's a plan from the Biden administration to get the millions of kids in that age group protected. Dr. Scott Goldstein is a pediatrician at Northwestern Children's Practice.
Everybody's going to want it right away, but I think a difference of a couple of days or a week, you know, isn't going to be a huge deal if people have to wait a little bit. But we've been told time and time again that there's going to be more than enough vaccine available for any child who wants one.
The FDA's Independent Advisory Committee is scheduled to meet next week, and the CDC will meet the week after that. Dr. Goldstein says he hopes the rollout doesn't fall on Thanksgiving weekend, but it could be cutting it close. Asha Lee, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The Illinois Supreme Court has ruled that Cook County's taxes on guns and ammunition are unconstitutional. Latest this morning from WBBM's Mike Krauser.
A gun rights organization, Guns Save Life, sued the county over the taxes, $25 for guns and 1 to 5 cents for ammunition, asserting they violate the Second Amendment. The court, in a unanimous decision, determined the taxes violate the Uniformity Clause of the Illinois Constitution. The ruling says the taxes directly burden a law-abiding citizen's Second Amendment right to buy guns and ammunition for self-defense. The ruling leaves the door open if the tax dollars were to be used for programs aimed at reducing gun violence. The county is considering the next step. That's the story from the Illinois Supreme Court.
7:34 now, the Lincoln Park Zoo's moved one step closer to feeling and sounding normal now that the roar of lions has returned in a new exhibit.
Whether it was due to last weekend's warm temperatures or pent-up demand, Lincoln Park Zoo president and CEO-elect Megan Ross says the response to the new lions was phenomenal.
It was almost like a summer day here. We had so many people coming because they were so excited about seeing the new lions.
She says the renovation gives the new male and three females plenty of room.
The lions have been utilizing their spaces as we anticipated because we designed their whole habitat using science. So we collected data on what are the elements of an exhibit that the lions like, and we gave them those items so you can kind of see them using the space.
That data was gathered using Zoo Monitor, an animal behavior app created by Ross and others at the Lincoln Park Zoo. You can hear about it in the full interview during At Issue on Sunday at 9:30 p.m. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.